Bringing you everything you need to know to start your day. This is Bloomberg Daybreak for those of you listening in Hong Kong and across the globe.
Good morning. I'm Denise Pellegrini. And coming up in your latest Daybreak podcast, there's more evidence of China hacking tech companies. The oil market enters a red zone and the crypto craze may soon implode. But first, let's start things off with a look at the markets. U.S. stocks closing mixed. Tech stocks rebounded from a three-day rout, but failed to lead the broader market higher. Treasury yields retreating from a seven-year peak. That's amid rising trade tension and a sketchy outlook for global growth. Earlier, European equities closed in a sea of green, and in Asia-Pacific, Hang Seng and Nikkei futures are poised to open higher. Aussie futures pointing the other way, though. In currencies, the dollar weakening against most of its G10 peers, except for the Swedish krona, the pound led gains against the greenback. As for commodities, WTI crude heading towards $75 a barrel. Metals were mostly higher, with gold and copper gaining. Aluminum extended its declines. And now to our top story, more evidence of hacking. And we have Bloomberg's Joel Weber here with us for more. So, Joel, this comes on the heels of Bloomberg Businessweek's recent report that we've all been talking about. What more can you tell us? What is it that's happening today?
So this new reporting is really significant because Businessweek, I'm the editor of Businessweek. We published a story last week that I think took a lot of people by surprise.
Yes, you did.
Today's story by the same two authors, Jordan Robertson and Mike Riley, really advances the narrative significantly because it shows that the attack is contemporary. This happened in August, that a major U.S. telecom found compromised hardware in one of its data centers. Unlike what we reported on last week, this was a compromised USB report, and our source on this subject was the security expert who came in and actually found this new threat. When you think about the ramifications of this, this was, again, a super micro product, which was exactly what it was last week, but as Yossi, the subject of the source, makes clear, this could be anywhere. We're looking for needles in haystacks.
So, I mean, really, more than needles in haystacks, though, are we at the cockroach theory point of things, where every time you see one, there are 30?
I think it's too early to know. I think everyone has been shocked by the report and by the Businessweek story, and people are just beginning to look at their network, because this is a great vulnerability that really no one was looking for, and that was why we elected to publish it, and we needed to serve the public.
And I have the feeling you'll be back with us. Bloomberg's Joel Weber from Businessweek. Thank you so much. Here's what else you should know this morning. The executive director of the IEA says the oil market is entering, quote, a red zone. He's urging OPEC and other producers to boost output and help avoid a, quote, very, very challenging fourth quarter amid supply losses in Venezuela and Iran. Crude prices were boosted further by Hurricane Michael, which cut some oil and gas production in the Gulf of Mexico. And shifting now to Brexit, where negotiators believe the UK and EU could provisionally agree to the text of a divorce agreement by Monday. That is according to the Wall Street Journal. The likely deal would involve the UK agreeing to some increased checks on products going to Northern Ireland. Bloomberg reporting that EU envoys are planning to hold a pre-summit meeting on Brexit October 12. The crypto craze is on the brink of implosion. That's according to Juniper Research, which echoed the sentiments of mainstream economists and warned of metrics that are pointing to trouble. Bellwether Bitcoin has seen its daily transaction volume fall from an average of around 360,000 a day in late 2017 to just 230,000 in September of this year. While daily transaction values were down from more than $3.7 billion to less than $670 million in the same period. And shifting to finance, HSBC is dishing out $765 million. That's to end its crisis-era mortgage probe. The lender is one of the last to settle allegations that it sold defective residential mortgage-backed securities. That sum is far less than settlements paid by J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, $13 billion and $17 billion, respectively. HSBC admitting no wrongdoing and avoids consumer relief payments. And finally, and something nice to know, China's 400 million pigs might be put on a diet. That's thanks to the trade war. A state-run livestock association says the country is weighing whether to cut the amount of protein required in foods for pigs. That's to reduce soybean purchases from abroad. The feed group proposes capping protein content in pig feed as China's soy processors risk running out without those U.S. imports. Laying hen and broiler chicken rations could also be on the chopping block. All right, that's it for your latest Daybreak podcast. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Thanks for listening, and make sure to tune in at the same time tomorrow. Have a great trading day today.
For all the news that you need to start your day, check out Daybreak on your mobile phone on the Bloomberg Anywhere app. You can also customize Daybreak so you can get the stories you want to see. That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow on Bloomberg Daybreak.